Hello and welcome to my version of Desert Island Disc. My name is Joanna Thornburg and with me today is my aunt Jessica Laird. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I was born in Richmond. Parents divorced when I was 5. So we had a stepdad, Jack, and a stepmom, Lena. I always considered myself Daddy's little girl. I thought I took after him more so than anybody else. Did the usual school stuff. I really wasn't into school when I was a kid. I was focused on other things. So I moved to Pennsylvania after graduation. Went to school there for a little bit for English. I always wanted to be a writer. So that's what I went to school for there. I lived there for a couple years and then came back to Indiana. I've worked with special needs individuals for over 15 years, which is cool. I met George, my husband George, at a Panera Bread, and we got married. We've been married 5 years. We went to Paris on our honeymoon, which was super cool because I never thought that I would ever leave America. And we have a few times now, so that's cool. Oh yeah, because he's British, whatever. Yeah.
What was your first song and why did you choose it?
A Thousand Years by Christina Perry, I think. Yeah. I walked down the aisle to it at my wedding because it's kind of how I felt about George. It feels like I've loved him a long time, and definitely that I will for, you know, as long as we have.
And here it is, A Thousand Years by Christina Perry. Can you tell me more about your wedding? What things happened, what you learned, what went wrong?
I learned that I'm not a very good planner. I didn't really care about the wedding as much as maybe most women do. Because I never thought that I would have a traditional wedding. So a lot of things went wrong, and I think I almost fell twice, because I wore heels, which was a poor decision. But it never really mattered. Like, I don't feel like, oh, I almost fell twice, or, oh, we didn't have music for our reception, or, oh, this, nobody got any invitations.
George was half an hour to an hour late.
He was a little late.
He almost...
But I never really cared about any of that because I just wanted... I wanted the marriage more than I wanted the wedding.
Your second song was Let's Hear It for the Boy by Denise Williams. Here's a clip of that.
He ain't got much to say.
Why'd you pick this song?
I picked that song because I remember as a kid in the first house that we lived in when before my mom got remarried, I used to sit on the sidewalk steps and listen to it. And I just, you know, obviously I just liked the beat and the tune and whatever. But then now that I'm married, I consider that George's song because it talks about he may not have a lot of money, he may not, you know, necessarily say the right things, but let's hear it for him. We still love him. He's still the greatest. So it reminds me of my childhood and, you know, sitting out on the sidewalk steps listening to it over and over again, but then it also reminds me of George.
And what is the third and final song that you chose?
Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bob Marley. When I was a kid, my dad said that that was his favorite song, and so I remember we used to listen to it, not every time, but I remember it came on the radio one time when he was driving me home after a weekend with him, and he had said it was his favorite song, and so I was a daddy's girl, so immediately it was my favorite song. But it also, I have a hard time listening to it without smiling. Like, I find a lot of stress relief in that song just because, like, you know, don't worry, just be happy. It's going to work out regardless.
Here's a short clip of Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bob Marley.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
The book you chose to bring with you on a desert island was Pillars of the Earth by Ken Follett. What's it about?
So it's about a guy who was basically homeless. It's based in like maybe the 1800s. It's been a long time since I've read it, but he was nothing. He was a pauper, didn't have any family, he was very poor, but yet he became part of a village, and then he ended up building with his actual hands this huge cathedral. And so it's a really long book. It's like maybe 1,500 pages, and it just talks about his life and how he went from, you know, basically a nobody, and then he had a family, and then he built this huge cathedral, and that was his legacy. And then when he died, you know, he had this family, and then he had this cathedral. And I like the idea of leaving a legacy of some sort behind.
What legacy would you want to leave?
It's still my intention to write a book. I think maybe that is what I would like to have that. But also, like, I just want, you know, people to remember me as, like, being friendly or loving them a lot. Or, you know, I've spent a lot of time with, like, people that, you know, I don't want to say that are less fortunate, but struggle with the simple things in life, like, you know, going to the grocery store or whatever. So I guess I like the idea that I've spent so much time helping them figure that out, the things that you and I might take for granted.
Now, let's talk about your luxury item. You chose a tent. Is there any emotional significance to that?
No, I just don't want to be wet. So I thought if I had a tent, then, you know, I would be out of the elements. and have some shade. I sunburn easily.
And that about wraps it up. Is there anything else you want to add?
I mean, no, not really. To be completely honest, I really, honestly, I don't. I wing it a lot. So, any wisdom that I may pass down to my nieces is just complete happenstance.
That was Jessica Laird. This was my version of Desert Island Disc. And for more, you can go to whje.com.